Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Really spent his life trying to let the West know about the threat from China. And he was someone I ran into up at Dave Bratt's CEO Summit a couple of weeks ago out at Liberty University, and we had a great chat. And he's just brilliant, and I'm so happy to say he's going to be joining us today at 3:35. Ordinarily, you'd be finding him on Newsmax or Fox or one of the Sunday shows, but he's going to be with us at 3:35. And then at 5:35, how great is it we get to welcome Dinesh D'Souza back to the program? It's been, a couple of months, I guess. Dinesh has a brand new film out. It's called Vindicating Trump, and I must confess, I have not seen it yet. So I am looking forward, as I always do, to chatting with Dinesh D'Souza. Again, he'll be here at 5:35. And I want him to give me the lay of the land with this Vindicating Trump film. Have you seen it? If you have seen it, do me a favor. Send me a note on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Kamala Harris is in the news again. No, not for any of the right reasons. God, what an embarrassment. She did this piece on 60 Minutes the other night, and we've got some snippets from it. I'm going to give you a little peek behind the curtain. I'm going to pull the curtain back here for a second. I'm going to give you two peeks behind the curtain. The first one is the really important one. Every single day, Jeremy and I sort of scour the interweb. Well, not sort of. We do. We scour the interwebs. We're looking for great sound, great audio, great pieces from interesting people. And today, I do believe Jeremy will back me up. He might be raising his hand as we speak. I sent him a note. I said, Jerm, this is all you need. A whole day, we got covered. 10, 12, 1,000, I don't even know how many. Snippets from Kamala Harris's chat with 60 Minutes and Tampon Tim Walz's chat with 60 Minutes. We don't need anything else. So Jeremy, as we speak, I'm sure, is loading them all in. And we'll give him a listen as we head through the afternoon. I didn't even look anywhere else except to the state of Florida. Because as you know, at some point I'm going either to Tampa or Tel Aviv. Both of them right now looking kind of dangerous. Tel Aviv, on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th slaughter, that was yesterday, as you know, some of their friends, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, who knows at this point, they were launching missiles at Tel Aviv. So Tel Aviv may be off the list for a bit. Tampa, which ordinarily doesn't deal with tropical storms in the same way that the east coast of Florida does. Because when my folks moved, and you know, it was the law, they got to a certain age, they were required to leave Philadelphia and move to Florida, the other land of our people. And they were there in Del Boca Vista, right near the Seinfelds. And I thought, man, that's where all the storms go, right? I mean, I remembered, was it Andrew that hit Dade County at the time? Now that's Miami-Dade County. But it just destroyed place. I think Homestead, Florida, wasn't the entire community just destroyed? Crazy. So it always, to me, seems to be the East Coast that deals with these storms. Well, here, the West Coast, the Gulf Coast, dealt last week or so with Hurricane Helene, was not pretty by any stretch of the imagination. They're still trying to recover. And now you've got this Hurricane Milton, which, according to the latest thing I saw, is a Category 5 hurricane. And it's going to be hitting that Gulf Coast yet again. So, I don't know, maybe Tampa is... are there any other T cities? The only one I could think of was Trenton. Trenton, New Jersey, and I ain't going there. So I don't know. But I'm looking at that, and Kamala Harris, a complete and total fraud that she is. A vice presidential buffoon, an embarrassment the likes of which this nation perhaps has never seen, is stamping her feet and huffing and puffing because Governor Ron DeSantis would not take her call. Oh, it's all political. Why is he not talking to me? Because you don't have any role in the disaster relief. That's why. It would be like me calling Ron DeSantis. Hey, give me Tallahassee on the line, will you? Yeah. Hey, I'm calling for Governor Ron DeSantis. Katz. Jeff Katz. Jeff, J-E-F-F, Katz. No, not C-A-T-S, K-A-T-Z. Yes, I'm calling for Governor Ron DeSantis. Well, I want to talk about disaster relief. Well, no, just like the vice president, I don't have any actual responsibilities or role or power or anything like that. But, you know, you mean he's not going to take my call either? Wow, what a doofus he is. No, Ron DeSantis is focused on trying to save people in his state of Florida and trying to get things in position to deal with the aftermath. That's what it is. And Kamala Harris is doing everything possible to turn it into a political thing. She has zero authority when it comes to FEMA. Zero authority, zero decision-making ability, zero capabilities, zero power to do any damn thing relative to the storm. So I'm with Ron DeSantis. I wouldn't take her freaking phone call either. You know who did take her phone call? Howard Stern. Oh, how I have lost respect for Howard Stern. Now, I got to be honest with you, I never, quote, well, respect is the wrong word. I appreciated what Howard Stern did as a broadcaster at times. I'm going to give you that proviso. The old Howard Stern, if he would have scored an interview with Kamala Harris, would have opened by saying, hey, when did you find out that your husband Doug knocked up the babysitter, right? That would have been out of the gate Howard Stern. Second question would have been, so, what about Dougie slapping his girlfriend at the Cannes Film Festival? Anything on that? Well, neither one of those questions were raised. Isn't that interesting? Instead, Howard Stern provided what can only be described as a long-form commercial for Kamala Harris. Did he ask her to get naked? Because isn't that the Stern shtick? Did he ask her to sit on the various pieces of equipment that he normally asks female guests to sit on? Did he introduce her to all of the members of the WAC pack? I mean, you tell me. I think Kamala Harris is an embarrassment. It is that simple. I don't know any nice way to say it. If I liked her, I would feel bad. But I don't like her, and I still feel bad. I really do. Because I'm watching someone who I still think is a smart woman. Right? People keep saying, well, she's just stupid. I just don't believe that she's stupid. I don't believe that for a second. So now I have to move further down the list, right? Well, if she's not stupid and she's still saying these things, she's still dishing up these giant bowls of word salad, what is it? Drunk? High? I mean, what other options are there? You tell me. Because I'm trying to come up with one that is, oh, I don't know, polite? Reasonably nice? I swear to you, I'm not trying to be nasty when I talk about her, but I'm embarrassed. And I'm a little fearful. No, I'm a lot fearful. I don't like living in fear. You know, there's certain things that I just don't like. Fear is one of them. And I know what you're saying, because I just got a Facebook note. Hey, Jeff, you said you're going to pull the curtain back twice. That's true. I pulled it back first on Jeremy, who is busy trying to make some sense out of the Kamala Harris clips. Good luck, Jerm. But today, if you can get them. Because it's just, generally speaking, when we're scouring our sources for audio, we look for the best. And generally, you can figure out what the best is. With this stuff, it's all the best. for the wrong reasons, but it's all the best. It's appalling. It's awful. It's embarrassing. It's disgusting. And she wants to be president of the United States. Okay, so that's curtain pull number one. Curtain pull number two, because everybody should enjoy this, tomorrow we have a meeting, a final meeting for politics and pints. Now, given the way these meetings go, it could still be going at, well, it starts at what? Starts at 11? What's the over-under, Germ? Have we set it? Is it still going by 4:30 in the afternoon? I'll bet you. And it's the same meeting. It's the same meeting we've had for the last 5 years about politics and pints. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, because if Jeremy and I have to enjoy it, well, then you should be aware of it as well. All right. So we got a lot of great stuff this afternoon. And, you sent some over? All right, hang on a second. Let's do this. Yes. God, I don't even know which. Jeremy, I'm leaving it up to you. Jerm, pick the one that you think we should lead off with. One, two, or three. You pick it.
It's an election, Bill. And I take it seriously that I have to earn everyone's vote. This is an election for president of the United States. No one should be able to take for granted that they can just declare themselves a candidate and automatically receive support. You have to earn it.
Oh, okay. Well, she earned my vote with it's an election, Bill. This isn't like Doug and the babysitter. No, this is an election. An election. Yeah. Yep. Oh, you didn't get the invite, Jerm? Oh, Jerm! All right, well, do you want me to try and get you on the list for the meeting? I can do that, except I like you. And, I mean, it's up to you. It's entirely up to you. No. Now everybody gets to see our little interactions or experience it. So, Jerm, you're going to have to decide if you want to go to the meeting. I promise. It's a Zoom meeting. So if you want an invite, I'll try and get somebody to get you an invite. I don't know. I'm telling you right now, though, if you can, like, clip your toenails, you might be better off. Let me get to a couple of quick texts here. 833-804-1140, the Chronic Care of Richmond. Text line 833-804-1140. Some beautiful texts that came in yesterday that I did not have a chance to share with you, and I just want to share them with you. Jeff, thank you so much for playing the beautiful music today. I am a Christian, and I repeat the Shema every day. It reminds me of how close God is to me every day. God bless Israel. Well, thank you. Tobias in Henrico says, Jeff, Israel is the apple of God's eye. He will not allow it to be destroyed. All right. 804, hey, Jeff, I've been a Christian for many, many years. I learned at an early age about Judeo-Christian faith. However, I would love to learn more about our Jewish friends from you. Please consider teaching classes about your Jewish culture. You and your family have been prayed for many times. I am so unbelievably unqualified to teach something like that. Believe me when I tell you that. However, there are some great people and there are some great educational programs. I do know that AJU, American Jewish University, actually does an intro to Judaism.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, an info course, an intro course, rather, to Judaism. So, yeah. All right. 804 says, Jeff, you know, Howard Stern has become Don Imus. It's everything he used to hate. Yep. Absolutely. 804, the old Howard Stern used to interview Trump all the time. Quite true. Another 804, Jeff, how arrogant can she be with this? I don't know. It seems to me like she's... she's swinging for the stands, finally. 804, Howard Stern lost relevance nearly 30 years ago. 804, Jeff, Don't knock New Jersey. Trenton makes the world takes. I think they've already taken that off the bridge because I'm pretty sure that somebody stole the bridge there in Trenton. At least that's what the bridge across the Delaware says. Who knows? New Jersey can be in play come November the 5th. Oh, wouldn't that be great? 316 Jeff Katz News Radio WRV. 321 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. And we got a lot that's cooking today. Let me tell you about that. Gordon Chang will be with us at 3:35. There's a very real threat coming from China. And I will tell you right now, this president and the woman who was successful in the coup to overthrow this president and her choice for vice president, none of them are equipped to push back, to fight back against China if China decides to make some sort of a move on Taiwan. And that's going to be problematic if they are actually in office. You got to be aware of that. Hey, we got another little snippet here from Kamala Harris. How about this one? Again, this was her appearing on 60 Minutes. It was a relatively friendly audience, and she still screwed it up. Cut number two.
You want to expand the child tax credit.
Yes, I do.
You want to give tax breaks to first-time home buyers.
Yes.
And people starting small businesses.
Correct.
But it is estimated by the Nonpartisan Committee for Responsible Federal Budget that your economic plan would add $3 trillion to the federal deficit over the next decade. How are you going to pay for that?
Okay, so the other economists that have reviewed my plan versus my opponent and determined that my economic plan would strengthen America's economy, his would weaken it.
But
my plan, Bill, if you don't mind, my plan is about saying that when you invest in small businesses, you invest in the middle class, and you strengthen America's economy. Small businesses are part of the backbone of America's economy.
But pardon me, Madam Vice President, the question was, how are you going to pay for it?
Well, one of the things is I'm going to make sure that the richest among us who can afford it pay their fair share in taxes. It is not right that teachers and nurses and firefighters are paying a higher tax rate than billionaires and the biggest corporations.
But
I plan on making that fair.
But we're dealing with the real world here.
But the real world includes...
How are you going to get this through Congress?
You know, when you talk quietly with a lot of folks in Congress, they know exactly what I'm talking about because their constituents know exactly what I'm talking about. Their constituents are those firefighters and teachers and nurses. Their constituents are middle-class, hardworking folk.
And Congress has shown no inclination to move in your direction.
I disagree with you. There are plenty of leaders in Congress who understand and know that the Trump tax cuts blew up our federal deficit. None of us, and certainly I cannot afford to be myopic in terms of how I think about strengthening America's economy. Let me tell you something. I am a devout public servant. You know that. I am also a capitalist. And I know the limitations of government.
So in other words, blah. She said nothing. Remember when I said that there were only a couple of options? She could be stupid. And I said, I don't like that option. I don't want to believe that. She could be drunk. She could be high. I think we need a fourth option. I hate to say this. I think it might be all of the above. Hey, Bill, hang on. I'm blah, 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 blah. It only gets worse. I'm not kidding you. Oh, you got to stay right here because there's more of her babbling coming up. Gordon Chang will be with us at 3:35. Dinesh D'Souza's dropping by at 5:35. 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:32, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. I got to tell you, we got some great stuff that we are dealing with this afternoon. Yes, we are absolutely trying to unpack some of the word salad that our vice president dished up the other day. We've got Dinesh D'Souza dropping by at 5:35. And I mentioned to you, I guess it was a week or two ago, I was out at Liberty University. My dear friend Dave Bratt invited me to come be part of this CEO summit. I was just blown away. I was blown away, honest to goodness, by every single part of it. I was so impressed with the students. The campus is beautiful, and the people that I had the opportunity to interact with, just off the chart. And one of the guys I sat and listened to and thought, oh, we need another hour, was Gordon Chang. I don't think I've ever heard anybody as knowledgeable about the threat from China in particular as Gordon. Gordon is kind enough to join us this afternoon. Gordon, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for asking.
Well, listen, the pleasure is mine. I sat in the audience of that particular session at Liberty, and I thought, oh, my gosh, so much knowledge. I've got to share it with my listeners. So, Gordon, let's talk about the biggest of all issues. This is that underlying threat from China and their seeming willingness at any time to reach out and take Taiwan.
Yes, and they are willingness to take American lives. And we see this with fentanyl, because fentanyl is a project that is run by the Communist Party from the top. 70,000, 75,000 lives every year from doses of illicit Chinese fentanyl. And it's theft of U.S. intellectual property. It is going after the Philippines right now, Taiwan, Japan, India. This is just an across-the-board assault on the United States and the international community.
Are there people in D.C. in positions of power right now who fully understand the threat?
I think that there must be, but the problem is that there is nobody who is willing to talk to the American people in candid tones. We know, for instance, that President Biden, in August of last year, gave a very, very thorough talk about China to Democratic Party donors in Salt Lake City, Utah. But it was essentially a private event. He has not had that conversation with the American people as a whole. And while Xi Jinping talks about war all the time, preparing a society for war, we basically have a president who's checked out. So, no, the American people have not heard from the people that they have elected, the people that they have elected to protect them. And so, therefore, we're at risk.
Gordon Chang is joining us. Gordon, when Xi Jinping traveled to California, Gavin Newsom acted like the hired help. I don't think I've ever seen someone in public office in this nation who did everything except bow down and kiss Xi Jinping's ring. I was mortified.
Yes, and that really was awful. You know, Gavin Newsom, who is always talking about these migrants, he let them, you know, live on streets in California, San Francisco in particular. Yep. Xi Jinping comes to town, he cleans them up, and he sends them off to Oakland. I mean, this is just horrific.
Is Gavin Newsom sort of like an owned and operated subsidiary of the CCP?
I think that what's going on there is that the Democratic Party in California has looked at Chinese Americans as a rich source of votes. Oh. And Chinese Americans have these very troubling connections with the Communist Party. So that means the Democratic Party in California has these troubling connections to the Communists. And so really what we're talking about here is, I think, vote-motivated behavior. And by the way, Jeff, we see the same thing in New York. It's no coincidence that we have all of these indictments and investigations of Democratic Party figures for their connections with Beijing.
Well, what about the folks who are running for president? I mean, we have our vice president, and God help us all if we can figure out what it is she's trying to say about anything. But has she weighed in on the issue of China in any substantive way that you've heard?
Well, the 60 Minutes interview, we heard her say that Iran was the biggest threat to the United States, which is clearly not true, because Iran, yes, is a threat, but Iran is a threat because China has permitted it to be a threat and has bolstered and solidified its position. And I think Iran attacked Israel on October 7th of last year because China not only gave the green light, but also supplied the means for doing so.
You know, our mutual friend Dave Brat has told my listeners on a number of occasions, Gordon, that China's in a real precarious situation now because their economy is really faltering. But I guess most of us are unaware of that.
Yes, the Chinese economy is not growing at the 4.7% pace that they claimed for the second quarter of last year. I actually don't think it's growing at all. Mm-hmm. They just announced a big stimulus program a week ago, and I don't think that that's going to have a lasting effect. So the problem is that now China is having its 2008, however fast it's growing, and even if it were growing as fast as officially reported, it's not growing fast enough to pay back debt, which means that China has a problem which it can't get out of.
And so in that case, if you're Xi Jinping, what do you do? I mean, I would assume, far be it for me to make these assumptions, but I would assume you're looking at the economy cratering and you're thinking, well, all right, now's the time we make some sort of a military move to distract and fire up some other industries.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. I don't think that Xi Jinping is thinking about a war or some sort of military maneuver to rally the Chinese people, because the Chinese people don't want war. That's okay. Very clear.
Okay.
But I think what he's doing is he's making sure that other senior Communist Party figures can't depose him, because if China is involved in a war or conflict of some sort, then that makes him more or less invulnerable, because nobody can say, well, we need to switch leaders in the middle of this crisis.
But I thought he just got, I'm making those annoying air quotes, but I thought he just got reelected to whatever position he has.
He got a third term as General Secretary of the Communist Party and a third term as President of the State and as Chairman of the Communist Party Central Military Commission.
Wow.
But we have seen signs of instability after that occurred, because almost nobody else in Beijing wanted him to have those extensions. So there have been problems inside the regime, both inside the civilian ranks of the Communist Party and in the People's Liberation Army, which is a part of the...
Oh, interesting. Now, so let me first of all remind everybody that Gordon Chang is joining us, and there are just so many different pieces of information. Now, what about Tim Walz, who would like to be our vice president? Anything that we see connected between Tim Walz and China we should be concerned with?
Absolutely. In the first decade of this century, Tim Walz was taking high school students from America and exposing them to Communist Party propaganda in China. That exercise had to have had the approval of the Communist Party's United Front Work Department, which is the part of the party that subverts foreign governments. Now, Tim Walz can't say he's naive, young, or stupid, because as governor of Minnesota, in other words now, he has had continuous contact with Communist Party front organizations, which means that his relationship with the party has spanned this entire century.
Jeez. So where do we go, Gordon? I mean, this is, you know, it's a totally unfair question. And I've read your writings, and gosh, I follow you on a variety of different places. But where do we go? Do we in the United States have the ability to stand up and say we're pushing back? Is it strictly Donald Trump who has that ability, do you think?
Yeah, right now where we go is we've got to sever our relations with China. And I know that sounds harsh, but China uses every point of contact to take down our society. And we don't have the political will, apart from President Trump, to sever those connections. Because we have a lot of politicians, both sides of the aisle, liberals and Democrats, conservatives, Republicans, all these guys, they all have connections with the party, and for various reasons, they support Communist Party narratives, which I'm not saying they're communists, but I'm saying they do not take our national security seriously at this time. So our problem just spans the political spectrum.
It's a terrifying thought. I need to ask you about some of the college campuses as well. Now, you've been very active. You're a very proud grad of Cornell, and I know you've been on the board. My youngest son goes to school in Ithaca, but he's across town at the other place. He didn't get into Cornell. But some of the stuff we are seeing on college campuses where you have what I can only describe as useful idiots standing up and parroting the talking points from Hamas and Hezbollah, is that ultimately financed in some way or controlled in some way by China?
Well, China certainly has contributed to that, because on TikTok, which is Chinese-owned, China uses the curation algorithm to amplify Hamas messages. On that platform, someone recently did a study that of the videos on Hamas, 96.5% of them supported the terrorist group. That's not by accident. China uses that curation algorithm all the time to, for instance, support Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and now, of course, Iran's attack on Israel, all sorts of things. Promotes illicit drug use, which promotes fentanyl. So, yeah, China's had a hand in this.
It's incredible. I know that people want to read what you have written. They want to stay in touch with you. What's the best way for them to do that?
I tweet out everything, which is at Gordon G. Chang, G-O-R-D-O-N-G-C-H-A-N-G. And I just released a book called Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America, which came out on the first of this month.
Oh, well, I'm going to be just brutally honest with you. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to get a copy, and then would it be okay we bring you back?
I would love to do that, Jeff. So thank you.
You're a great man. Gordon, thank you for being here, sir. God bless you. We will talk again soon. That is Gordon Chang, and if you are the one person in this audience who's not familiar with Gordon, okay, well, now you are. Over on X, it's at Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Brand new book out, and as I said, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to get a copy of it. I'm going to do a read-through, and we'll get Gordon back to talk about it. In the meantime, I guarantee you, you will see Gordon on television. You will read his stuff online, Epic Times, and all sorts of just great places. He's a brilliant guy. It is as simple as that, and I was just so happy to have made his acquaintance at Liberty University. And again, I thank Dave Bratt. I would not have been there were it not for Dave Bratt and Barry Moore from the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia. Those two guys facilitated my participation in the CEO Summit out at Liberty University. If you're a business owner, let me make this suggestion to you. Next year, when Liberty University again does their CEO Summit, because Dave Bratt does this every year, you need to go. And I'm going to give a shameless plug for my friends over the Better Business Bureau, Barry Moore and the team. If you are a business owner in Central Virginia and you are not BBB accredited, you need to be. Because I don't know about you, when I look at a business, it's one of the first things I look for. I want to know, are you accredited by the Better Business Bureau? If you're not, okay, I may still talk to you, but the likelihood is that I'm going to move on to somebody who is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. So I would urge you to do that. Now, we're talking about books. I will tell you that my book is out today, Elevate and Empower. It's over on Amazon. I don't want to talk about it too much, but if you'd like to go, you can check it out on Amazon, Elevate and Empower. I'm going to see if we'll have some copies I can bring to Politics and Pints. I'm not sure about the transportation on those, but that is out officially as of today. There was sort of a soft launch that they did, and what happens, I realized, I've never, let me phrase it, it's been a long time since I've been involved in a book project. Last one I did was Republican Soul, and that's also on my Amazon author page, and I realized, oh my gosh, that's a long time ago. I mean, I write all the time, but, putting it together with staples and paper clips and stuff and submitting it to an editor, been a while, but I forgot that there's sort of a soft launch, which went last week. And so there were people that actually were able to get it last week, and some wrote reviews, some very nice reviews. But it's out there for everybody now. Elevate and Empower is the name of the book. I'm one of the co-authors on that. And again, you'll find that on Amazon if you're interested. It's 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 351. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. I will tell you. Now I'm just trying to read the instructions here. You know, we're technical issues, but all right. Well, whatever. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Let me share a couple of really, really nice texts that have come in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. I will tell you that my lovely bride is making her way around JFK Airport in New York City. And I'll tell you why it's interesting. I'll tell you why it's interesting. She sent me a note. Only Heidi has the priorities that she does. All right, I think I might have the same priorities. She says, do you know there's a duty-free booze shop here at JFK? Because she's flying internationally, so she hasn't come back technically to the United States yet. So she can actually go to the duty-free shop, to the, Boozapalooza there, which is important when you gather on your Arcadec deck each evening and have a cocktail. But she said she did not have time at Heathrow to go to the duty-free shop over there. Well, I am appalled. Man, that's just craziness. But that's her... God bless her. That is her priority. All right, so now let me get to the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, it's my opinion that Kamala Harris is book smart, but she lacks common sense, logic, street smarts, or life experience. Well, I'm going to go with you. I believe that, in fact, she is book smart. No, I really do. I don't think she's a dumb woman at all. I don't think that you get to any position that she's had, including passing the bar exam, if you're stupid. But street smart, you're right. I don't think she has that. Life experience. I mean, she's got a weird life experience, despite the fact that she tells us, well, you know, I come from a middle class background. She really doesn't. She's never been in the middle class. She has always solidly been in that so-called privileged class. So we'll have to see. 804 says, Jeff, is Jack Smith trying to rig the election with his court filings against President Trump? Yes, I would say yes. That would be my answer. 804, Jeff, will John Soros's purchase of Odyssey affect WRBA and you? Well, it's not John Soros, it's George Soros. I don't know. I really don't know. I'd love to tell you, oh no, everything is great, or oh my God, the sky is falling, and I don't know the answer. I guess we'll see how it plays out. 804, Jeff, thank you so much for interviewing Gordon Chang. He is the go-to source on all things China. I have been listening to and reading his thoughts for 20-plus years. It's great that you brought his voice to Central Virginia. Well, I was very happy to do that. I really was. Gordon is nothing short of brilliant. That's clear. And I was kind of humbled that he said, yeah, I'll come on your show. I really will. Oh, we got just enough. Do we have enough? No. All right. I guess we don't have enough. Nope. Let me see. Dip, three. Okay. Well, then, yeah. I'll tell you what we're going to do. 5:35, Dinesh D'Souza is going to be here, and there's more great stuff on the way, I swear to you. And check in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 3:55, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.